Everybody, welcome to the Tuesday night Midwest Super Conference free preview call tonight. My name is Jeff Mills, and I just want to say hello to everybody out there listening in from all over the world. Those of you who are watching on Ustream, I'll be in there to chat with you guys in just a second. And tonight we've got a very special guest with us on the call that's going to be blowing you guys away with some incredible content about how to get yourself listed on page one of Google, as well as many other websites through a service and a company, which is brand new. They just came out just like a few days ago. It's called Google. I don't know if anyone's ever heard of those guys yet, but they're just a brand new company. No, I'm just teasing. You know, these guys, Google, they created this service where advertisers can put advertisements on the search engines and on other websites, and it's changed the way people do marketing. And Kurt's going to talk a lot about pay-per-click advertising, pay-per-click marketing. And a lot of people think I'm saying pay-per, like a paperclip that you put it on a piece of paper. It has nothing to do with paperclips. It's pay-per-click. So you pay every time somebody clicks on one of your ads on the search engines. That's why it's called that. So, Kurt, we're glad to have you on board with us. You know, Kurt's going to be speaking at the Midwest Super Conference, which is our big national conference here. We do it September the 19th to the 21st in beautiful state of Minnesota. If any of you have never been here to Minnesota, you definitely want to come in the fall. It's when the leaves are changing. The fall colors are going full stream ahead. I grew up in Southern California, and in Southern California, I did not ever see the seasons change because it was either green or it was brown. There was never any in-between in Southern California. So when I moved out of California to the Midwest and I saw all these beautiful color changes and stuff like that, I was like, oh, my gosh. So this is what it means to have actually four seasons in a year. You can see the summer, the fall, the winter, and the spring. And I thoroughly enjoy the experience of getting all the different things that come with the seasons as seasons change. So as the fall gets rolling around, we're literally today about 1 month away from the Midwest Super Conference getting started. And I do need to put some cautions and some real important cues out there for you guys here right now. And I want you to hear me and listen to me closely and then take action as soon as I'm done here, because our hotel room, we have so many blocks, which means we have so many rooms available. And one of the biggest benefits about when you come to the Midwest Super Conference is we're going to get you set up in a cheaper hotel room discount than if you were to come and just stay on your own. I think we're saving you about $30 a night. And if you're staying for three nights, that's about $90 savings. For some of you, that's a big deal. Others of you, you could care less about that. But I'm just telling you, the room block will expire probably within the next 10 days, which means if you don't order your hotel room and get that booked for, you want to come in definitely on Thursday night, the 18th, and then we start fresh Friday morning. First thing in the morning on Friday morning at about 9 a.m., 8:30 in the morning. We're going from 8:30 in the morning until about 5:30 Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Four speakers a day with lunches and dinners and breaks in between everything. It's a phenomenal conference. Going to conferences absolutely changed my life, changed my business. And if you're not the kind of person that is interested in going to a conference, I question your seriousness about how you're building your business, because it's the relationships of the people that I found when I went and started doing conferences that really got me excited. It got me information. It got me connections. It got me, put into the inside circle of some relationships. Hey, there's my little girl, Izzy, wants to say hi to everybody. So I can tell you that conferences changed my business. And, you know, Kurt will tell you some stories about some of his experiences at conferences as well. Kurt's a well-seasoned speaker. He's been doing these speaking a lot. And the reason he does that is because he's passionate about helping people grow their business. Kurt's not going to come to the conference, and he's not just going to give you guys the light version of a little bit about, you know, how to succeed on the Internet. He's going to give you guys the meat and the potatoes. He's even going to do that for you guys tonight. He's going to share a lot of tips tonight on growing your business with Google AdWords, as well as what it might take for you guys to actually start your own Google AdWords management service, which is an incredible idea. There's a lot of businesses out there have no idea how to do pay-per-click. have no idea how to do keyword research, have no idea how to write an ad that shows up on Google or on some other content network site that Google's partnered with. So you can come in and be the hero. And as Kurt will show you guys tonight, these people will pay you thousands of dollars to manage their accounts. And you think, well, gosh, I can't even manage my own account. How can I manage someone else's account? It's because you don't know what Kurt knows. You don't know the secrets of, you know, I had Kurt come on one of my outsourcing calls that I taught, you know, last year, and he dropped a lot of incredible tidbits about the software and the solutions he uses to automate this whole process. And he might touch on some of that tonight. He might save some of that for the conference. So without further ado, Kurt, I'm going to go ahead and turn the call over to you. I'm going to log into my Ustream channel here so I can start chatting with people. And thanks so much for taking the time out of your busy day to be on the call here with us tonight. So tell everybody what your definition of pay-per-click is, or actually before you even jump into content like that, you know, give some people your background, where you live, kind of when you got online, and what you've been doing over the last few years before you really mastered the PPC market.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Jeff. Well, this Ustream thing looks awesome. I'm watching another video and seeing people chat back and forth on there, and looks like we got quite a few viewers just watching the going right on Ustream. So just to kind of give you a background, I've been doing this stuff since 1997. Well, actually 1996, so 12 years now. Is anybody familiar with Yahoo Store? You know, if you go into yahoo.com and you click on their small business software. Anyway, they have a piece of software called Yahoo Store. Well, back in 96, 97, me and six other buddies, we started a software business, and we had the main competitor to Yahoo Store. And so that was my first big internet deal, was about 10 years ago, which is, sounds crazy to say, but May 1st of 1998, we sold that business for $11 million. And since then, I've decided, you know, I really like the internet, but I don't like, you know, the corporate politics, and I don't like having to come into an office all the time. And fortunately, you know, the internet is perfect for that. You can do internet stuff from wherever you want to be. So since then, I've been kind of doing pay-per-click marketing and all kinds of other marketing, but with a specific emphasis on pay-per-click since about 97. I remember when the very first pay-per-click search engine launched in 1997. It was called GoTo.com, and then they changed the name to Overture. And then they got bought out by Yahoo Search Marketing, and it still isn't fun to mess with. We'll just leave it at that. In terms of pay-per-click marketing,
it's not something that Google dominates. It's something that's a universal thing amongst many other networks besides what Google does.
Yeah, absolutely. So the things that you learn about one pay-per-click network can help you on the others. Right now, and for the foreseeable future, Google AdWords is the biggest, baddest pay-per-click program on the market, simply because, well, there's a lot of different reasons, but one of the main reasons is it's a very, there's many different layers to the system. You know, if you guys ever seen the movie Shrek, where he talks about how ogres are like onions, you know, because they have all these layers, well, that's AdWords summarized. For the beginning user, you know, the local mom and pop business owner that's selling something locally, they can get onto Google AdWords, get an account, and make it work for them locally. But there's so much more to it than what those type of advertisers are seeing. And so, you know, to start you right out, to make sure that you're on the right course, I highly recommend, and I recommend this to in all my courses and all the stuff I do with people, is one of the best sources of information about Google AdWords is, surprisingly or not, is from Google itself. And Google has a course called the Google Qualified Individual Course. And all it is an online course, an online test that you take. It's about 100 questions. It takes you about a couple of hours, and you go through that, and that it will determine whether you really know anything about Google AdWords or not. Now, when I say know anything about AdWords, we're not talking about how to make money with AdWords. We're talking about, you know, the definitions and how everything works and, you know, how not to get banned and stuff like that. So it's not an all-encompassing education, but it's a great way to start. And so if you just go to Google and type in AdWords Learning Center, you'll come up with the page for Google AdWords, which is google.com/AdWords/Learning Center. and you'll be able to go through all the text or video that you want. And when you feel confident that you know what you're talking about, you can go on and take the AdWords qualified individual exam. It costs you about $70. Now, that's just the beginning for learning about Google. And a lot of people say, well, you know, hey, why would I want to go through all that hassle? Why would I want to go through all that expense? You know, I just want to get on there, slap up my ads, and make some money. Well, my friends, maybe in 2002 when AdWords first launched and you didn't have any competitors, that might have worked. But the problem is now that you got to look at learning about AdWords and learning about pay-per-click as an investment. This is an investment that is going to pay off every single day. You know, say you do spend a couple days going through the AdWords Learning Center and you go through a couple of the AdWords books out there. That's going to pay off for you every single day for the rest of the time that you use AdWords. Just as a simple example, I have a customer that I just picked up. This guy, he's been doing AdWords for quite a while. He paid me, you know, $2,000 to take a look at his account. And the first day that I looked at his account, I only made one change. And that's it. One change. And the next day, he came back, and his results were about triple of what he had in previous days. And actually, I didn't add anything. All I did was I went in and deleted a bunch of stuff. And so all I did was delete his ads that weren't working. He had a bunch of ad groups that had dozens and dozens of ads, and they were, you know, to save you the technical jargon, they were all set on, you know, equal sharing. They were all getting equal views. And one of the ads was getting around 11% click-through, and the other ads were getting around 3% click-through. So all I had to do to improve his results was go in and delete those poor performing ads. So I likened that to, you know, your investment in learning about pay-per-click and learning about AdWords. Even if you don't want to do your AdWords stuff yourself, you need to be savvy enough to be able to recognize when good things are happening in your account and when bad things are happening in your account. So, I mean, let's kind of back up and let's just start at the very, very, very beginning on how an AdWords account is structured, what it's all about. We already mentioned that it's PPC or pay per click, and that simply means that you only pay when someone clicks on your ad. If you go back before the World Wide Web, almost all advertising was on a CPM or cost per thousand basis. Like, you know, the ads that you see running in the newspaper, you know, ads that you see running on TV, radio, all those are on a cost per thousand. It's CPM, yes, I know, it should be CPT, cost per thousand, but it's CPM, cost per mil, and mil is the Latin word for thousand. So CPM, that's the only way they could calculate the ad rates up until the Internet, because there's no way to track, you know, who listened to a radio ad and then called in. So quite simply, that's all they had to do is you know, charge for every thousand viewers that saw the ad. Well, when the Internet came around, it got much, much more specific and much better for us as the advertisers and much better for the users. Now, we only pay as cost-per-click advertisers, as CPC advertisers, when someone clicks on our ad and comes to our website, which means we're getting a much, much, much more qualified visitor. We're going after people who already know they already know something about us. They've already clicked on our little ad. So in terms of how your account is structured, it's pretty simple. You have, from the top down, you have your entire AdWords account, and inside of that account, you create what are called campaigns. A campaign is an amalgamation of ad groups, keywords, and ads. So inside a campaign, let's say that we're, you know, going to, let's just pick some hypothetical example. We're going to start selling hot tubs here in Spokane. Maybe the first campaign is, you know, hot tub Spokane. And then we go out and we build our keyword list. The keyword list is the words that that our ad shows up under. So, for example, if I'm going to try to sell hot tubs in Spokane, I'm only going to have pretty laser-targeted keywords. It's going to be, you know, all the names of all the hot tub companies, Tiger Spas and whatever all the names are, Spokane Hot Tubs, Spokane Spas, Spokane Jacuzzi, all those sorts of things. Then we're going to go in and we're going to build an ad for each of those different keywords. When we build our ad, we make the ad very, very specific. You know, the ad might say something like, are you searching for jacuzzi hot tubs in Spokane? You know, that specific. And once we have all those things put together and uploaded to Google, that's our campaign. And we start getting our ad starts showing up every time somebody goes to Google.com and types in Spokane hot tubs, as an example.
Here, let me interrupt.
So that's the boiled down explanation. Yeah, go ahead, Jeff.
Okay, so why did it matter though? Why did it matter in 2002 that the pay per click industry was kind of born with this, as opposed to doing it with the CPM and some of the ad network styles that were kind of the early days of the internet? Why was it such a revolution for marketers to use this new tool, this pay-per-click stuff? Why did it matter?
Okay, the reason it was so revolutionary is that you eliminate a lot of the waste. You know, like if you're sitting there listening to the radio or watching TV, how many of those Viagra commercials and Adult Depends and you know, those type of ads can you hear? And you're not in the target market. That is money that's just going down the drain. The advertisers are trying to sell me something that I don't want to buy.
Right.
You know, and so pay-per-click gets around all of that. You're only putting your ad in front of people who have already pre-qualified themselves and raised their hand and said, yes, I'm looking for information about hot tubs in Spokane, or I'm looking for information about generic Viagra, or whatever the case may be.
Right.
And so
you're saying a lot
that
of people
alone.
Are there a lot of people looking for Depends and Viagra on the internet or something? I don't know.
Well, based on the amount of spam that I get on Viagra, I guess so.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's just me. I don't know.
I don't know about that, Kurt.
So the revolution is that you know you're matching up people much more on a much more individual level, and a lot of some of the keywords that I bid on are three or four words combined together, and you know frankly there's not too many things that can compete with that. You know, for example, I have a product where I sell a bronchitis remedy. And so, you know, that's pretty laser focused. The only people who are going to buy it are people who have bronchitis. And the only people who are even searching for that kind of have to, they kind of know what to search for. So I advertise under phrases like, how do I get rid of bronchitis? Or how to, or bronchitis remedy natural. You know, thousands of different combinations of phrases like that. The great thing about everything on the internet, well, the great thing, you know, when you're doing your research, the bad thing when you're the one that's the innovator, is everything on the internet is pretty much open to view. Now, let me give you an example. In the past, let's say that you knew that your competitor was running ads in the newspaper Investor's Business Daily, or something like that. And so if for you to be able to track their ads and to see when they ran an ad was pretty much a manual process. You know, you had to get a subscription to Investor's Business Daily or find one at the bookstore, and then you had to have someone scan through the newspaper and look and take note every time that their ad ran. With the internet, we have computers that can do that. So I'm going to reveal a kind of a secret keyword tool that people can use to get some amazing information about exactly, we've kind of already mentioned keywords and things like that, keywords and ads that your competitors are already using on Google AdWords. And so the service is keywordspy.com. And if you go to keywordspy.com, they'll give you some free results. You can get a good idea how it works and everything like that. You can see some of your competitors. And if you like the demo that they let you go through, you know, definitely subscribe. It's one of the few services that I use every single day. You know, for example, when I start running Google AdWords campaigns for clients, the first thing I do is ask them, well, tell me the names of and the URLs of 5 to 10 of your biggest competitors. We take the names and URLs of their 5 biggest competitors, plug them into Keyword Spy, and it spits back an entire list of thousands and thousands of keywords along with the ads that they're already running on those keywords. So it makes it very, very simple for you to go in and model and emulate what your competitors are already doing.
Are these services free, Kurt?
Keyword Spy is not free. There's three main services like this. Keyword Spy will give you a, kind of a free demo, give you the first results. The other one is spyfoo.com that you can take a look at. And there's another one as well that's a competitor, Keyword Spy, but not quite as good. So I'll just recommend Keyword Spy. Keyword Spy has the most up-to-date database and the biggest database by far. In terms of the other two, it's probably about 5 to 10 times the size in terms of the database.
I like Keyword Spy, and I like all the stuff that thing offers. And I mean, it's amazing how you can go research the market out of that thing. Spying your competitors, like seriously, you should be watching what your competitors are doing and emulating them, because if they're doing something well and you're not, you know, you need to get up to par and match those guys. What else does the Keyword Spy do? What other kind of can you? Are they the ones that have like some of the ClickBank products in there too for affiliates, or is that a different program?
That is Keyword Spy, and that portion of it is just absolutely insane.
Yeah, tell them about it. Why is that cool?
Yeah. So for example, if you want to research affiliate side of things, and which is, you know, just a different slant on, instead of promoting your own products through the PPC engines, you're promoting affiliate products. They have a built-in engine that automatically categorizes and tracks. For example, one of the most popular ClickBank products under the sun is Fat Loss for Idiots. And so if you go anywhere on the Internet, or maybe it's just me, you're going to see that ad everywhere for Fat Loss for Idiots. And maybe that's the Google content targeting. You know, it's targeting just specifically me. But you can plug that ClickBank ID into Keyword Spy, and it'll tell you every single one of the keywords that it knows of and every single ClickBank affiliate that is advertising that specific ClickBank product on AdWords. And it is unbelievable, the research that you can do doing that. In fact, you know, we have, I know, obviously, Jeff, you're big time into outsourcing. That's one of the things that I have one of my outsourcers do for me continually, is go through Keyword Spy and find affiliate campaigns that other people are already doing and then make them better. You know, not knock them off, you know, word for word or anything like that, but we know much more about writing ads and ads that work. So we'll look in a market and say, oh, well, you see this guy's promoting MP3 support or Burn the Fat or one of those other ClickBank products. And we'll go in and find all the keywords, suck them down, and then write our own ads and compete with them. And that's an extremely profitable thing, extremely profitable way to use your Keyword Spy account.
Yeah. Now, you talked about some of the copywriting that you need to have to make sure your ads are performing. Let's say, so you use a tool like Keyword Spy, you find a market, whether it's ClickBank or some other service that you want to promote someone else's product. And the fastest, easiest, and I think one of the simplest ways to get that campaign started and get your affiliate links into the search engines and get people clicking on your ads would be to use like a Google AdWords or some of the others. Google, they say they can get your ad up in about like 15 minutes or less. Is that still the case, or has it gotten a little slower than that nowadays?
Yeah, it's still about that for getting it on the search network. It takes longer for that to get on the content network, but for the search, yeah,
it's
still about
guys?
Five. No. I hate to say it, but I'm so anti-Yahoo and MSN that it's not even crazy. It almost, like when I have to log into my MSN and Yahoo accounts, I'm like, oh, man, got to go in there and mess around with that. You know what I mean? So just because AdWords has so many very, very good tools, and the real reason for that is, and, you know, this is a good time to bring up the tool, is AdWords Editor. AdWords Editor is a let me kind of put this in the right light for you. AdWords Editor is a $1,000 piece of software, as in that's what it would be worth to me every single day if I had to buy it, $1,000 for free to allow you to manage and edit your AdWords campaigns. It basically takes you, if you're using the Google web interface and, you know, changing bids that way, that's kind of like doing it by hand. Using AdWords Editor is like using a spreadsheet. Okay, I want to, you know, change the bid prices on these 30 different ad groups. you know, how fast you can do that in a spreadsheet. AdWords editor is exactly the same thing.
Let's back up real quick.
Yep.
And talk about, is it AdWordsEditor.com?
I don't believe it's at AdWordsEditor.com. Let me look up the exact URL. It's going to be Google.com/AdWords. Let me give you the exact. Yeah, it's Google. Well, it's Google.com/intl/en/AdWordsEditor. Sorry for that.
Did I get it right? Look in the chat box and see if I got that. Okay.
Yep, that looks right.
So what I wanted to cover real quick was the cost per click again, because people might not understand the range of the prices people pay to get their ad, you know, and talk about the prices people pay and the 8 positions or 10 positions on a page and how that works real quick.
Okay, so when you go in and you set your bids for how much you're willing to pay per click, it's very important to make sure that you're on the first page. Most of the traffic is on the first page. Most of the results are on the first page. If you can't make your project work, you know, on the first page, if the bid prices are too high, well, you probably need to adjust something in your business model. You need to adjust something in your copy. You need to adjust something in the funnel that you're sending people into. You know, the prices range all over the board. I have certain certain keywords that I bid over $5 for. Someone types in a very specific keywords, I'd gladly pay $5 for that click. Other keywords, you know, I spend 10 cents a click. Now, and this varies dramatically because all keywords are not created equal. Keywords are, every single keyword that's typed in is a micro snapshot into the mind of the person that typed it in. You know, when someone types in, for example, AdWords, that's an entirely different person than types in, you know, how do I use AdWords or AdWords help? You know, let's just compare those two. Someone typing in AdWords, they could be searching for almost anything. They could be, you know, a junior high student searching for a science fair project or something like that. But if someone types in AdWords help, well, you know that there's some indicator that they know something about AdWords and they know that they want help with it. You know, I mean, you can't extrapolate too much, but all keywords are created 100% different. So in when you're doing stuff with AdWords, it's crucial to remember that you want to track your keyword performance individually. And AdWords has made that very, very easy. They have a thing in AdWords called Google Conversion Tracking. And all Google Conversion Tracking is you put a little page on your little bit of code on your thank you page, and it'll report back and tell you how much it cost to get either a sale or a lead from that specific keyword. So to kind of give you an example, I have a customer that does all kinds of stuff with how to explain it, kind of like hypnosis and levitation and psychic type of stuff. And so his whole goal is to get people to opt in to his newsletter. And he's willing to pay about $1 every time that someone, you know, clicks his ad, comes to his website, reads a little bit of copy, and signs up for his newsletter. That's what his business model is based on. So sometimes he has some keywords that cost him, for example, I'm looking at the keyword levitation, only cost him $1.08 to get a lead, while a keyword like positive thinking right now is costing him $3.33 to get a lead. Or even worse, positive attitude is costing him $3.70 to get a lead. So we know from that we need to do something. We need to find more keywords like levitation, and we need to delete or adjust the keywords like positive thinking and positive attitude.
And that's the hard part of doing the PPC campaigns is that there's a lot of nuances. There's a lot of factors that affect whether someone's going to click on your ad. Some of it is the title of your ad. Some of it is the description. Some of it is the URL. Some of it even is the punctuation that is in these PPC ads that are out there. And so you're always finessing, tweaking, you know, always changing one word. And Google AdWords lets you compete with an ad. Talk about how to, like, split test and A-B split test so you can see which ones perform better than another one.
Yeah, absolutely. The great thing about AdWords is that everything is 100% trackable. You know, when you spend a dime, if you have things set up correctly, you'll be able to know down to the penny what happened with that click, what happened with that person. Here's the deal. For example, every time that you run an ad, every ad group that you have should have two and only two ads running in that ad group. Because remember when we talked about the structure of an account, you have the campaign, and inside a campaign, you have an ad. You have a bunch of ad groups. Inside of an ad group is composed of keywords and ads. That's it. So, for example, I'll give you an example of an ad group. The ad group name is levitation. The keywords are just levitation broad match, levitation phrase match, and levitation exact match, and we'll explain that. On Google, all keywords are you don't just throw in a keyword and let it ride. That's called a broad match keyword. The problem with broad match, as in, you know, levitation without any quotes or any brackets around it, is simply that allows Google to match that against synonyms, against any phrase that has that word in it in any manner, or and all kinds of other stuff. So to make sure that you're getting the most qualified traffic, most of the time you'll take your keyword list, say if you come up with 1,000 keywords, and you'll turn that keyword list into 3,000 by running it through a free tool that will add the same keyword with quotes and the same keyword with brackets. And the easiest way to keep it straight in your mind is just consider them all as all different keywords, because really they are. They're going to match against different things. For example, if I had an ad group for my name, Kurt Christensen, well, if I just had the broad match, Google might match that against, searches that are done on my middle name. It might match it against searches that just have Christensen. Might match it against searches that just have Kurt. But if I have my name Kurt Christensen in quotes, that means that phrase has to appear exactly as is in the search. Someone has to search for Kurt Christensen AdWords. Now, if I have that same phrase, Kurt Christensen in brackets, that means someone needs to search for just that exact thing, Kurt Christensen, and nothing else in order for my ad to show up. So there's three different main kinds of keywords, and you have to keep that in mind. Now, this may sound confusing. This may sound like there's a lot to learn. That's all there is to it. You know, just basically consider you take your keyword list and you run it through any one of maybe a dozen free tools out there and turn that list of 1,000 keywords into 3,000. Once you do that, all of those keywords – go ahead.
Go through those three again, because this is probably – in my opinion, this is the number one mistake that people make in pay-per-click is they set up an account, they set up their title, descriptions, their URLs, they do their keywords, but when they put their keywords in, then they only put one set of keywords. I think it's just like the standard that everyone comes with, no brackets and no quotes. What is that called, broad match?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, so
that's called
broad match only. No brackets, no quotations. And what Kurt's saying, if you want to really, you know, make sure you're covered, is you want to have the ones with no quotations, which is normal, then take your same keywords and put quotes around them, and then take your same keywords and put the brackets. And the brackets are the ones that are, like, right above the enter key, not the ones
you
have to shift
square
on.
Brackets.
What is that? What are the ones that you have to shift on? Are those called ellipses or something? I don't even know what those are called. But the square brackets. Yeah.
Curly brackets, I think, is the technical name.
Curly brackets. You want the straight brackets.
Exactly,
so
straight brackets.
If you keywords all those three sets, then but then there's also a fourth one, too, and it's called a negative match. You want to just cover that real quick?
Yeah, negative match, and someone mentioned this in the chat, so this is good we talked about it. Negative match is where you exclude keywords where you don't want to show up. For example, if you're selling a course on how to improve your memory, what would be a negative match that you'd want for that, that you can think of just right off the top of your head? For example, something dealing with computers. Well, you'd want minus computer. Well, computer memory, because you don't want. You actually see this all the time. If you do searches on like memory course, a lot of the time you'll have computer companies, under the phrase memory course, trying to sell computer memory, or the opposite way around. If you search for computer memory, sometimes you'll see people trying to sell memory courses appear. That's from a poor use of negative keywords. So if I'm trying to sell a memory course, how likely is someone to buy my course that types in, DDR memory for my Sony Vaio? Well, about zero, right? So
you
would put in a negative keyword. You'd put in a negative keyword for that, for computer. And that alone aren't important. Negative keywords are one of the easiest way to decrease your click costs and to increase your click-through rate. As a matter of fact, here's kind of an insider tip that not a lot of people know about, but say, for example, that you have, you're running a campaign with a large batch of keywords, and after a while, you start getting some results back. Some of those keywords convert and some of them don't. Well, a lot of times, say if somebody has a keyword that didn't work out, that, they got whatever, hundreds or thousands of clicks and it wasn't profitable, they'll just delete the keyword in AdWords. Well, an even better strategy is to not only delete that keyword, but add it to your negative keyword list. So it won't, it won't taint any of your other results. You're saying, I know that this keyword didn't work. Now I'm going to clean up all the rest of my searches by making it a negative keyword. So negative keywords, you can do it at the campaign level, or you can also do it at the ad group level. So two different ways to do negative keywords.
Let's come back to the other question about split testing, and then how to A-B split test these little nuances that you can change when it comes to either a punctuation mark, a capitalized word as opposed to a non-capitalized word. Because you might know, you might be able to tell us, because you've been doing this for so long, give us some things you think are really essential when someone's going to write their ad and when it comes to copywriting. And then I want us to talk about the management side of things, because we only got about 15 minutes left with you.
Oh, wow. We're running out of time. Okay, so the first thing is, and we've talked about this a little bit, is how critically important it is to constantly be split testing your ads inside of your ad groups. Most of the time, people either do one of two things. They create one ad and let it ride, or they create, let's say a dozen ads and just throw them all in there and never go back and check. The great thing about split testing is it allows you to genetically engineer your ads for greater performance, always going on to a higher level of performance. For example, let me read you guys two ads, and you tell me how big of a difference do you think these would make in terms of response, in terms of click-through rate. Now, you're going to have to suppose that you typed in the keyword levitation. So you typed in the keyword levitation. You see either one ad that says levitation secrets, ? Hidden knowledge of the universe, ! Answers to life's greatest mysteries. So that's ad one. Ad two, levitation secrets, ? Answers to life's greatest mysteries, ? Hidden knowledge of the universe, ! So the only difference is one of them says answers to life's greatest mysteries. The other one says hidden knowledge of the universe. They're just reversed. One of them says hidden knowledge of the universe, answers to life's greatest mysteries. The other one says answers to life's greatest mysteries, hidden knowledge of the universe. So how much difference do you think that would make in terms of click-through rate? Most people say, well, it's not going to do anything. You're saying the same words. Well, in all actuality, it makes a huge difference. The first one has a 1.71% click-through rate. The other one has a 0.44% click-through rate. So almost, is that four times? The ad A is four times better than ad B. So
don't
the
ask,
problem with,
do math.
With split testing is most people simply do it once or they don't do it all the time. If you can force yourself to continually and constantly do split testing on your AdWords, it's going to make a massive difference. So let me give you two tools. The first one's a free tool that you can use just to check on your ads. You type in the numbers that it asks for, and it'll tell you whether ad A wins or ad B wins, is splittester.com. And then the second one is a paid service that I use and use every day, winneralert.com. So WinAlert basically turns, you know, does all the work for you and just gives you a nice chart every day that you then go in and change the ads that they need to be changed. So on all of my accounts that I run for myself personally, I have probably 2,000 or 3,000 ad groups. So every single day, WinAlert goes in and looks at ad A and ad B and does the mathematical test to determine whether ad A has won the test or ad B has won the test or inconclusive, and does that report every single day for me. You can do it for free by hand by just going to splittester.com. And when you have just a few number of ad groups, you know, that's no big deal. But once you get a little bit more than that, you're going to need, you know, something a little bit more heavy into there. Because what happens is just by doing that, just by split testing your ads, you're going to constantly improve your performance. For example, in the example that I used with the levitation secrets, well, now I delete ad B, and I see what I can improve on ad A to see if I can somehow beat the 1.71% click-through rate that I got on ad A. And so it becomes a game. And it's actually quite a fun game once you get stuff that's working and you can continue to try to beat your control. So that's, in the simplified terms, that's how you do split testing. Everybody talks about it. Nobody does it.
Well, you said the game you play is beat the control. You know, you have your best, what you think is your best performing ad. You got it all tricked out. You think it's going to be the best. And then you roll in a second one or a third one. And you try to beat the control. And as soon as you get a campaign that beats the control, that is now the new beat the control. And, again, you're just constantly tweaking and going. I bet you after a while you pretty much can find an ad that you can almost, you know, set it, forget it, and kind of let it go. And, you know, there's nothing else that's going to beat it out there. But every once in a while you get inspired and you'll throw something back in there and, boom, surprise you, surprise me, it's making a better conversion. You know, you're wanting clicks, but, you know, you guys, it's not just about getting a click, because if you get a click, it's going to send someone to your website. And if your website sucks, you're not going to get a conversion. So you got to make sure you're sending people to a really good website that's got powerful information. Kurt, what's happening, what's hip and hopping happening right now when it comes to landing pages for good conversions to build a list? What would you say is a good, you know, three or four things people need to have on that landing page, and then we'll go into the management side of stuff.
Sure, absolutely. One thing that is, you know, extremely important now that Google has made a little bit harder to deal with sites that have a landing page is you need to make sure that you have a real site behind it. And in my opinion, the easiest way to build a real site is to put up a blog. So, you know, if you want to send all your pay-per-click traffic to a squeeze page to get their name and email address, make sure that there's content that they can get to that's there on that page. You know, that they can click a link and they see that there's a full blog behind the site, that there's more content on that topic, that it's not just a, you know, one-page website. It's, you're on one page, and yes, you'd like them to fill in their name and email, but if they wanted to, they could scroll down to the bottom and click and go to the other links. So that's one of the biggest things, to make sure that you don't get what's called the quality score slap on Google, where they come in and say, oh, we don't like your website, too bad, we're going to increase your bid prices.
Okay, now let's talk about what year did you start managing this 1.1 or 1.2 million of accounts that you started processing for in PPC? When did you start getting into that side of the PPC game?
Let's see, this is a couple years ago, and kind of just got into it by accident because I was doing so much stuff on my own pay-per-click stuff that I had a few people in my local area and, you know, people that I met at conferences that said, hey, you know, we want you to manage our accounts for us. And we've had some crazy good success just with, you know, mom and pop people that you would never think that the internet would be their big, become their biggest source of leads. But we found that the people that get the best results from having us manage their pay-per-click accounts are people who are in a lead-driven business, you know, something where they, once they get in front of a qualified prospect, once they get in front of, you know, someone that's actually interested in the service, they can close the sale and make it happen. It's just that those leads are hard to find. For example, I have a buddy that sells sunrooms. Yes, sunrooms, just, you know, the additions that you put on your house in case, you know, you live in an area where it's not all that sunny and you still want to get outside and kind of enjoy the sun shining through the windows. So the typical market for that is you know, is older retired couples. You know, maybe their kids are out of the house, they don't want to move, but they'd like to do an addition to their house. So we went ahead and put together a lead generation website for him and started advertising for him on Google AdWords. Obviously, there's not that many keywords. It's all, you know, Spokane sunroom, sunrooms in Spokane, and, you know, a couple of the brand names and things like that. But just from that, he's done over $700,000 in business, all entirely off of internet leads in the last year. So, you know, this is a guy who had nothing going on the internet. And all of a sudden, we start generating qualified prospects for him to sit down with, and he closes 30 sales, you know, because the average sunroom sale is about 30 grand, and does over $700,000 in business. And so that's kind of the opportunity for managing other people's pay-per-click accounts, is that if you can find people like that that already have a business in place, that already have a process in place for converting leads into sales, and you kind of plug yourself in in a couple different ways, as in do their pay-per-click management on retainer, where they, you know, they pay you an upfront fee and pay you on a monthly basis, or on a partnership level. One of my most successful students does over $1 million a year, and his main business is he does partnership deals with specialty finance companies. I'll just leave it at that. You know, the type of financing that, you know, you're not going to hear advertised on the radio, but for crazy things, you know, like airplane financing and things like that. So it's a huge and lucrative market, definitely, for people looking to get into that. You know, the stuff that you're learning in internet marketing, you know, it appears old hat to us, you know, kind of, because we're around it every day, and we're on a lot of email lists, and we show up for, you know, good telecalls like this. But for the average small business owner out there, this stuff is revolutionary. They're never going to take the time to learn about Google AdWords. They just don't have the time or inclination. And, you know, plus they'd be starting from such a, you know, backward starting point. Most of them probably aren't even really that into computers. So you take stuff like that where you can go ahead and start yourself your own little side business while you learn about PPC. It is a phenomenal way to generate money. I get a lot of people who ask me questions about, well, I'm getting started in internet marketing, and right now I'm only looking to make a couple $1,000s a month. Extremely easy way to do it is to manage other people's PPC accounts.
There's a question in the chat rather about using ad groups. You want to address that real quick for Mountain Girl?
Yeah, sure. So Sunroom Spokane, Sunroom with Space Spokane, Sunroom Spokane. Yes, those would all be in different ad groups, and they would all have that exact keyword that you see, but with quotes around it and brackets around it. So in this case, you'd have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different ad groups. Now, the great thing is there's software that makes this very easy to do and split those all up, and, you know, without having to kill yourself slaving away over the computer. The software that I use is called Speed PPC, and it's, along with Keyword Spy, is one of the few things that I use almost every single day. There's a competitor to it now, and I'll just mention it in just interest of being complete, which is Efficient PPC. Both of these softwares allow you to set up very categorized and very tightly focused campaigns and ad groups without having to do a lot of the manual labor that we used to have to do.
And that's what we want to help people do, speed up their time of learning to right into the time of making money. As a PPC manager, how many clients would a person need to be fat cat and happy and running to the bank every week or every month?
Well, typically, you know, I recommend that people start out charging about $2,000 for setup and then $500 a month. So, you know, discounting off the setup stuff. Most people could, you know, replace their job income with, you know, with 10 to 15 clients. And
wow.
Frankly, to manage 10 to 15 clients will take you about, if you're doing it all yourself, will take you maybe a day to 2 days a week. Now, that's to do, obviously, you know, you want to do a super good job, and that's doing a super, super good job. I have, you know, I have some clients that pay me $500 a month now that I frankly haven't touched their stuff in a couple months because we have it kind of set up on autopilot now, and so they're paying
me. That's easy money, man.
Right, right.
But here's another trick, I don't want to give away a trade secret here, but, you know, Kurt and I talked a lot about outsourcing in the class we did about outsourcing. And another thing Kurt does is he employs outsourcers to work for him and kind of subcontracts people underneath him and just pays them a small wage to help manage all of your clients. I hope I'm not giving away your trade secrets there.
Oh, no, that's one of the good trade secrets, to share that with as many people as possible because that helps everybody. We have our employees in the Philippines that we use that we tell them exactly the same information we're telling you now. We have them go through the Google AdWords Qualified Individual course, and once they do that, you know, I teach them some of my proprietary stuff, and then we have them do most of the heavy lifting when it comes to maintaining people's accounts. And, you know, in fact, they even have a contact directly with the client, you know, through Skype and things like that. But, you know, and we just tell the client, you know, this is the person on our team that we've assigned to work on your account and go from there.
All right. Now, we're almost at the top of the hour here. You got to jump off to go to another call, or can you answer one more quick question?
Yeah, I can stick around for another couple minutes. My wife is okay. Taking off to do some stuff, but I'll be babysitting with my son in another room.
Here's the quickie then for you. Why should people go to the Midwest Super Conference, and what will they hear from you there that they should be there for?
Okay, so the question is, why should they go to the Midwest Super Conference? Well, quite frankly,
and what are you going to teach them there?
Quite frankly, this is a dirt cheap opportunity. I mean, dirt cheap. I couldn't believe the price of the tickets when I saw them. For people to get in touch with, you know, Jeff and also, you know, with me. I'm going to be there the entire weekend. You know, during the speaking time, there's one thing. You can learn tons of information from the speakers, from what they have to say from stage. But also there's going to be the huge opportunity to network and to hang out with people after hours. You know, I can't tell you the hundreds of thousands of dollars that I've made from attending seminars. You know, the content's always good, but even more than that, I usually make tons of deals in the back of the room, you know, at lunch, at dinner, and things like that.
Absolutely, and then, of course, you also learn, you know, you can take stuff right off the stage. You know, you don't have to buy any products from anybody or anything. You just, there's the content we deliver at our Super Conference. It's not fluff and pie in the sky. We're not just going to, like, start pitching people products and saying, hey, buy my product, because we're only going to give you a little bit of the truth here. I tell my speakers when they come and speak at my conference, your responsibility, you have 90 minutes, and I want 80 of those minutes to be you teaching people solid content that's going to change their lives and change their business. And they have to agree to that in a contract. They actually sign a contract with me saying, yes, we will teach 80 minutes of pure content. Then, because I know that they can only teach so much in 80 minutes, if they want to make a special offer for continuing education, that's the time they can do that. And, of course, that's optional. If people want to do that, they can do that. You know, and usually there's a course that people can get that helps them, you know, learn the things that Kurt would teach them, for example, or the other speakers would help them learn it as an example as well. So we give you lots of resources. We give you lots of tools. You meet people that change your life. And what else are you going to share on this call? Plant some seeds for I got to be there and hear when Kurt's going to reveal some of these other gems he didn't get to share here on the call.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to talk about some more how to mooch off your competitors. We've covered that some in the call, but we're going to cover that even more in depth, and I'll share some live case studies. I took one person in the self-improvement niche, and this is actually a household name that people would recognize, but I can't really disclose it. Someone in the self-improvement niche, I took them from zero to 30,000 keywords in a little over an hour by basically emulating and modeling the keywords that their competitors were using. We'll share with you more information on how to turn Google into your biggest affiliate. Google released a tweak in their system just recently that turns Google into your biggest affiliate. I mean, how many of us would not want Google to be sending us traffic and we just send them their cut? I have a couple things that I promote on the internet now that sell for around $2,000. So I'm willing to pay Google $1,000 every time one of those sales is made. One of our other examples, we're willing to pay $1 every time someone opts into our list. So Google has some of those different options. You have to know how to set those up correctly to get those turned on. We also will talk about ways to automate your campaigns, where you just basically say, hey, I'm willing to pay this much to get a sale, let it rip. And, you know, you only have to check in once a week or once a month to make sure that everything's still running. We'll talk some more about the content network, which is a hugely underutilized portion of Google AdWords. You can get millions and millions of impressions and thousands of clicks on the content network for literally pennies a click. Also, we'll be talking about placement targeting, as in what, for example, what if you want your ad to appear on ESPN.com or AOL.com? How do you make that happen? We'll show exactly how to do that. So the whole genesis of this thing is we'll show you from start to finish, not only the Google AdWords portion of it, but I'll share some of my insider stuff, for example, on how to take a set of ebooks on a health-related topic and take those from basically just making a little bit of money to now we're making in excess of $10,000 a month from this set of ebooks just by one slight tweak that we made. So those are all the kinds of stuff that we'll talk about. And plus, you know, we're going to be there the whole time. I'm there for the duration. So if you have your laptop, bring your laptop, and it breaks. If we have a second, we can sit down and I can look at your AdWords account and give you some advice right there on the spot.
Absolutely, man. That's a huge benefit of my conference, man. You guys get direct access to these speakers. You can open up your laptops, and they're there to serve you guys and to help you succeed. And I don't know of any other marketing conference out there that does this kind of stuff. So when Kurt said a few minutes ago that this stuff was dirt cheap, it's not cheap in a bad way. I'm doing an economy recession discount this year, meaning, you know, I could easily charge $1,000 for my conference. I have for the last 2 years, $1,000 a ticket. But this year, we decided let's make it easier for people, be easier on their wallets, easier on their pocketbooks. So for a limited time, right now, and it's very limited, you have access to a $750 discount. So instead of paying $997 for a VIP ticket, and trust me, you want to come as a VIP because those are the ones that actually get to have meals with our speakers. And we have two meals, the one on Friday night, one on Saturday night, and you get to sit down, eat with the speakers, and just, you know, share bread with them, but also get some great resources amongst with them and other VIPs that you're at your table with you. So instead of $997, $750 discount means you're paying $247. And I'm not sure how much longer we're going to keep the prices at that low rate. And so all I can say is that if you're listening to this call right now and you're hearing me talking, I'm talking to you. If you haven't got a ticket yet, you absolutely need to go get your ticket right now. And the reason for that is because we've already pre-sold around 47 tickets, and we have room for 200 people in the room. We have tickets being sold every single day on the internet, and we don't know how much longer until we're going to be sold out. So if you wait till the last minute, which trust me, a lot of people say, oh, just wait till the last minute. Sorry, there will not be any tickets available because at this discounted rate, these things are going fast. So make a commitment right now, you guys, that you're going to be here September the 19th to the 21st in Minneapolis, Minnesota. You just easily hop on a plane and get right here. It's a direct flight for a lot of different places in the country. You don't have to jump around and, you know, fly on different airlines. You just go take Northwest and get a beeline right here. The Holiday Inn Select Hotel is right across the street from the airport. It literally is. And you just get a shuttle. They'll take you right over there. They'll shuttle you over to the Mall of America if you want to go spend some time over there, do some shopping for the missus or the mister. If you're coming out, you can ride some great rides inside the Mall of America. There's a huge amusement park in there. It's quite the place to go see. And, of course, you're here to learn, and you're here to get new networking relationships, new JVs. Make a serious commitment right now that you're going to be at this conference. I want to see you here because I want to help your business. So if you go to MidwestSuperConference.com, if you have already done that, you'll see our opt-in box. Just put your name and email address in there, and then the sales letter will pop up. It's a really long copy sales letter, but it's long for a reason because it's telling you guys a story of why conferences are so important for your success and your businesses. And then you can read the bios of the speakers. You can read their content. And then click on the button that says Reserve My Seat. And we hope to see you guys here in about a month's time from now. So, Kurt, thanks for coming on the call and for giving us your time and sharing some of these great websites and great tips with everybody. I can't wait to get the rest of the content and the rest of the stuff that you're going to be sharing as well as the other speakers. I'll let you get going, and we'll say goodbye on the phone line. If anyone wants to come into the chat room at ministerofmarketing.com, we'll sit around and do some chat here for a little while and see what the conversation goes like. And everyone else, have a great evening. God bless, and we'll see you real soon. Bye for now.
Surf's up, everybody. It's the Midwest Super Conference. Catch a wave, y'all. Don't wipe out. Well, come on, everybody. Catch a wave. Let's go.
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
To the Midwest Super Conference. That's the show.
Let's go.
You're looking for a change and a new way to be better equipped and financially free. The Super Conference is the place for you, developing a network and starting out new. And Jeff Mills is the one to help you boost your sales, increase your leads. Listen as the experts show you the keys.